With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane. And if you're anything like me, sometimes navigating relationships can feel like walking a tightrope over a pit of alligators. Ever get that feeling? You know, the one where you're trying to be supportive but also set boundaries, or maybe you're juggling friendships and family dynamics and it all feels a bit overwhelming. That's why today we're diving deep into building positive relationships, because let's face it, strong connections are what truly make life fulfilling. Now, before you start picturing us dissecting ancient skulls and reciting Stoic mantras, trust me, this isn't about becoming a robot devoid of emotions. It's about harnessing the power of Stoicism to cultivate genuine, healthy relationships that bring joy and support into our lives. Think of it like this. Stoicism is a toolkit for navigating life's ups and downs, and building strong relationships is a crucial skill we all need. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build those positive connections. 1. Practice active listening. This one seems simple, but it's so often overlooked. When someone is talking to you, truly listen. Put away your phone, make eye contact, and focus on understanding their perspective. Ask questions to clarify what they are saying and show genuine interest in their thoughts and feelings. It's amazing how much a little bit of focused attention can strengthen a connection. 2. Embrace empathy. Stepping into someone else's shoes, that's empathy in action. Try to see things from their point of view, even if you don't agree with them. Remember, everyone is going through their own unique journey with their own set of challenges. By practicing empathy, you build understanding and create a space where people feel safe and supported. 3. Communicate clearly and honestly. Let's be real, sometimes communication can feel like trying to decipher ancient hieroglyphics. But the key is to be direct, respectful, and authentic. Express your thoughts and feelings clearly, but also be open to hearing the other person's perspective. Remember, healthy communication involves both speaking and listening. 4. Set healthy boundaries. This doesn't mean becoming a hermit or shutting people out. It's about respecting yourself and your needs. Learn to say no when necessary, prioritize your own well-being, and communicate your boundaries clearly. Remember, setting boundaries is not selfish. It's essential for healthy relationships. 5. Practice forgiveness. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than them. Learn to forgive others and yourself for mistakes and move forward. Holding on to anger and resentment only creates negativity and distance in relationships. Think about a time when a friend confided in you about something really personal. You probably listened attentively, offered words of comfort, and maybe even shared your own experiences to make them feel understood. That's empathy and active listening in action, the building blocks of a strong connection. Now, imagine that same situation, but with a less supportive response, someone interrupting, offering unsolicited advice, or dismissing their feelings altogether. Suddenly, that vulnerable moment feels much different, right? That's why practicing these core values is so crucial. It creates a safe space for genuine connection and fosters trust within relationships. Remember, building positive relationships takes time, effort, and a commitment to growth. But the rewards are measurable, stronger bonds, increased support, and a sense of belonging that enriches our lives in countless ways. So let's embrace these principles, cultivate those connections, and build a world where strong relationships thrive. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little boost in their relationship game. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep building that Stoic core, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.